And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Kiro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And by Morale Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer, with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location of North M53 just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. And the Caseville City Council will conduct a meeting at 2 p.m. on Monday, March 23rd at the Municipal Building at 6767 Main Street. The meeting is regarding the proposed plan for water system improvements and to review the preliminary engineering report. The council has been working with Fleiss and Vanderbrink on addressing the seasonal water quality changes that causes water discoloration that typically persist for 2 to 3 months annually. A study of the issue showed manganese levels that exceeded the Environmental Protection Agency's acceptable levels, as well as elevated iron and hardness in the raw water and distribution system, which resulted in density and algae concentrations. The city is coordinating with the EPA, the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, and other agencies to address the issue and rectify it. During the meeting, a formal Drinking Water State Revolving Fund, or DWSRF, project plan for the city will be reviewed as part of getting financial assistance for long-term water infrastructure improvements. The DWSRF program assists municipalities in financing utility improvement projects over 20, 30, or 40-year terms at favorable interest rates, typically with a 2% interest rate to keep rates affordable. The Caseville Public Water System provides drinking water to the cities of Caseville, Caseville Township, and the Village of Pigeon. There are 3,548 customers who use their water system. And cases of measles have been confirmed by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services in Washtenaw County. To be considered as an outbreak, there has to be 3 or more confirmed cases, and there have been since March 12th. Michigan's measles cases have been associated with travel to Florida. An outbreak can happen quickly and can spread among individuals who are not immune to the virus. Public health officials urge families to stay current on all vaccines, particularly if traveling. The MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, is the best defense against that virus. Measles is a highly contagious, vaccine-preventable disease that spreads through direct person-to-person contact and through the air. More than 1,350 cases of measles have been recorded across 31 states during the first 3 months of this year. Common symptoms include a high fever, cough, runny nose, red watery eyes, tiny white spots on the inner cheeks, gums, and roof of the mouth, and red spots that start to develop on the body. And we will be right back after this message from our first sponsor, Thumb Cellular.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb
Cellular, proudly serving here in Tuscola and Sanilac counties for 35 years.
And we are back with some national news. A Census Bureau report released this week showed that the number of U.S. households homeschooling their children has remained at record highs throughout 2026. The data suggests that what began as a temporary measure during the pandemic has evolved into a permanent shift for many families. Educational experts are divided on the long-term impact, with some praising the personalized nature of home education, while others are worried about social isolation. The report also noted a significant increase in homeschooling cooperatives, where families share resources and teaching duties. And the USPS announced this week as well that it will accelerate its transition to an all-electric delivery fleet, with the goal of having 100% of new vehicle purchases be electric by 2028. The move is part of a 10-year plan to modernize the agency's operations and reduce its environmental footprint. The transition requires a massive overhaul of the Postal Service's charging infrastructure at thousands of locations nationwide. While environmental groups praised the announcement, some lawmakers raised concerns about the total cost and the impact on the agency's already strained budget. And in a formal ceremony this week, the White House officially proclaimed March 20th to March 26th as Women's Military History Week. The proclamation honors the contributions of women who have served in every conflict since the American Revolution and highlights the record number of women currently serving in leadership roles. Events are scheduled at military bases and museums across the country to share the stories of female veterans. The initiative also aims to address the ongoing challenges faced by women in the service, including access to specialized health care and career advancement opportunities. And we will be right back after this message from Morrell Equipment with your international news.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morrell Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morrell. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morrell Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morrell Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And we're back with some national news. U.S. Southern Command announced today that the U.S. military officially joined the Ecuadorian Armed Forces in operations against drug cartels and narco-terrorists. The partnership aims to stabilize the country following a period of intense gang-related violence and political instability. The intervention has been met with both support and skepticism within Ecuador. Some see it as necessary for restoring order, while others worry about national sovereignty. The U.S. maintains that its role is strictly supportive and focused on intelligence and logistics. And heavy fighting occurred this week along the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, with the Taliban confirming that 28 Afghan troops were killed in recent clashes, and the UN assistance mission in Afghanistan also reported at least 42 civilian casualties resulting from the conflict. The border region remains a flashpoint for tension, with both sides accusing the other of territory violations and harboring militants. International diplomats are calling for a de-escalation of violence to prevent a full-scale regional war. And France has deployed Rafale fighter jets to the United Arab Emirates today in response to recent Iranian drone strikes on Emirati infrastructure. The deployment follows an attack on oil terminal in Fujairah and caused a large fire and disrupted shipping. The move is part of a defense agreement between France and the UAE and is intended to deter further aggression. French officials state that the mission is purely defensive, but emphasizes Europe's commitment to maintaining stability in the Gulf region. And that was your international news. We do have some obituaries for you at this time. Mary Jane Smith, age 90 years, of Bad Axe, was born on October 31st, 1935, and passed away on March 18th, 2026. She is survived by her children Michael, Stephen, and Daniel, her sister, niece, grandchildren, as well as great-grandchildren. And the funeral mass for Mary Jane Smith will be celebrated Tuesday, March 24th, 2026 at 11:30 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish, Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Bad Axe. And visitation will take place at the church on Tuesday from 10:30 a.m. until the time of the mass. Immediately following mass, family and friends will travel in procession to Sacred Heart Cemetery for committal prayers and interment. And in lieu of flowers, Mary Jane has requested donations to be made to the St. Hubert's Food Pantry of the Sacred Heart Catholic Church of Bad Axe, Michigan, and arrangements have been entrusted to the McAlpine Funeral Home. And Shirley Ann Ozentoski passed away peacefully on March 16, 2026, in Chesterfield Township, Michigan, at the age of 69. Born on August 20th, 1956 in Detroit, Shirley is survived by her cherished daughters, Shayna and Sabrina. And visitation for her and her husband, Ron, will be held on Tuesday, March 24th, 2026, from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Wasik Funeral Home in Jindrenalik Chapel. They will lie in state on Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, from 10 a.m. until the 10:30 a.m. funeral mass at St. Mary Queen of Creation Church. And interment will follow at St. Mary's Cemetery, New Baltimore, Michigan. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be directed to the Michigan Humane Society, reflecting Ronald and Shirley's compassion for animals. And Ronald Joseph Ozentoski, her husband, passed away peacefully on March 18, 2026 in Mount Clemens, Michigan, at the age of 69. Ronald was born on January 4, 1957 in Cass City. Ron is survived by his loving daughters Shayna and Sabrina as well, and visitation for Ronald and his wife Shirley will occur on Tuesday, March 24, 2026 from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Wasik Funeral Home in Jindrenalik Chapel. They will lie in state on Wednesday, March 25th from 10 a.m. until the 10:30 a.m. funeral mass at St. Mary Queen of Creation Church. An interment will follow at St. Mary Cemetery, New Baltimore, Michigan. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be directed to the Michigan Humane Society, reflecting their compassion for animals. Rest in peace, Ronald and Shirley Ozentoski, now reunited in eternal love and light. And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news and obituaries for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries.